You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Brian Baldinger, now, of course, with the NFL Network. Brian, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing good, Greg. Brian, good to be with you guys. Good morning, man.
Always be. Always.
Good morning to you, and I love your Twitter account. You need to follow Brian on Twitter to get his film breakdown. It is tremendous stuff, especially if you're an X's and O's junkie. I want to ask you about the rookie running backs, because there's a lot of them that people are paying attention to in this class, whether it's Leonard Fournette or Dalvin Cook or Joe Mixon or Kareem Hunt. Which one of these guys out of the group do you think is ready to make the best impact right away?
Well, it's a good observation, Greg. I said, you know, back in March and April when we were getting ready for this draft, that it was going to be a great draft for running backs, and it looks that way. And I wouldn't leave Alvin Kamara or Dante Foreman or any of these guys out. I think they all have an opportunity to really contribute. I mean, Dalvin Cook was my favorite back in this draft, and he's done nothing to take that away from me so far in the preseason. But, you know, Kareem Hunt is going to start in Kansas City right now. I think they've got a very good, you know, they've got a great coach. They've got a good offensive line, good run blocking offensive line with good tight ends that can block. So, I mean, he's going to get a great opportunity, but, you know, I mean, I think you're going to get contributions up and down the line from a lot of these guys, you know, no less than a half a dozen. And by season's end, we could be seeing a dozen rookie running backs contributing.
Now, what about the rookie quarterbacks? Trubisky, they're in Chicago. Mahomes at Kansas City. You got Kaiser, who's been named the starter for the Cleveland Browns. Who stands out in your mind?
Well, I know DeShone Kizer has been named the starter in Cleveland. I really question that decision. I mean, I just don't think he's ready. You're with a team that has struggled mightily. I know Brock Osweiler might not be the answer, but there are other guys there on the roster. I just think he needs more time to kind of just watch, look at the speed of things, rather than taking this franchise that has really struggled for two decades right now. But I like what I've seen from Mitchell Trubisky. He's been the best rookie quarterback so far. I know he was the highest drafted, but the little things, taking a snap, play action pass, going through progressions, incredible arm strength. I mean, he's been very good. I know that Mike Glenn is probably going to start, which is probably the right move for right now. Patrick Mahomes is doing things that nobody said he could do. Coming out of that, you know, the Red Raider offense there at Texas Tech, he threw three touchdown passes in the first two games. He took the ball from the center. He called plays in a huddle. He did a lot of things, and I'm encouraged by what he has shown. And Deshaun Watson has played well. I have no problem with naming Tom Savage a starter. He's played well, too. But I'm really encouraged by a lot of these players and think that this class of quarterbacks has a chance to be a lot better than what anybody prognosticated.
Gio and Jones, Brian Baldinger across the country on CBS Sports Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Baldy NFL, when there's a surprise team in the league, I always feel like we look at that team and say, wow, they have a good offensive line. They've got a good defensive line. We should have seen this coming. It usually seems to be the starting point or the building blocks on teams that surprise a little bit. Is there a team this year that you think could be better than some of those prognostications you talk about because of the foundation there in the trenches?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of teams that fall in that category. I mean, some are a bounce back team. I think Cincinnati is going to be very good. You know, I know they went from winning the division a few years in a row and to being out last year, but I think Cincinnati has everything it takes to be pretty good this year. The one team that was the worst in the league last year, San Francisco, is going to be a lot better. Anybody that's watched the 49ers play, I mean, they were the worst defense in football last year, and there's no way they're going to be the worst defense in football this year. And Kyle Shanahan knows how to design offense, so I think they're going to be good. And I think Tampa Bay is going to be – I think they're going to be a very good offense. This O.J. Howard addition and what he provides from being a true tight end, really teaming with Cameron Brate, I just think that – Dirk Cotter right now has all the pieces for Tampa to be an outstanding offense, and I think they will be an outstanding offense before the season's over.
B, it's interesting you mentioned the 49ers. I was talking with Randy Cross yesterday, and he said a lot of the 49ers fans and brass were surprised that Reuben Foster, former Alabama Crimson Tide linebacker, was as good as he has shown thus far. I know it's just preseason, but the question was, have you not been watching college football? Because this guy is a
right.
He is a thumper. I think he's the second coming of a Patrick Willis, who, of course, hung it up early because of all the injuries he'd amassed. Let me ask you about my Cowboys, man. We discussed them yesterday, and I am not overly optimistic that this year will go as well as last year did.
Well, I think offensively they're going to be a juggernaut. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how many games Ezekiel Elliott's going to miss, but Darren McFadden and Alfred Morris are not Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, he's a special, special player, but the offensive line is outstanding. I mean, I think that when I watch Lyle Collins, forget about a couple of penalties against the Raiders, he has everything it takes to be a great, great player at right tackle, all the tools. And if they can figure out the left guard spot, they're going to be better up front this year than they were a year ago. The offense is going to be outstanding. Defensively, they've got a lot of things that they've got to fix, but they make up for a lot of it with just great hustle and great effort. I think Dallas, I don't know that they'll win 13 games, Brian, but I think they're going to be a good football team. I mean, I think they're going to compete for the division through up and down the entire season. I don't think there's any way they win fewer than 10 games in the And the division is certainly theirs to be had. So I like what I see from Dallas. I don't know what's going to happen to Zeke. I know when he comes back, whatever games it is, he's got 1,000 yards in him for sure. And they're a better team with him in the lineup. And when he gets in there, if they hold serve, they're going to have a lot to deal with.
Talking to Brian Boldinger on Geo and Jones, the Browns just announced that they released cornerback Joe Hayden on – The first glance, it seems like a surprise to me. Is that something that is surprising to you?
Well, I heard his name being, you know, mentioned. Joe Hayden, you know, when he came out of Florida, was, you know, he was about as competitive a corner as there was, and he was paid handsomely. Those games with him against Julio Jones that I saw a few years back, I would have plunked down $100 to go watch that matchup. But he's missed 16 games in the last 3 years. He's missed an entire season due to injuries. And you know, it's been a variety of injuries, and I think they've sort of compounded themselves. And you could just see what's going on in Cleveland. It's a complete rebuild. When they let Alex Mack walk, you know, last year, you're going, okay, they're just going to let their best players go. Alex Mack was their best player, and, you know, it's Atlanta's, you know, addition now. Joe Hayden's going to land on his feet someplace. I don't know what his contract's going to look like, but whoever he goes, he's going to help him out because – They don't make people any better than Joe Hayden. He makes your locker room better immediately, and the kid loves to play. So someplace he's going to be a good addition for some team.
What do you make of the Broncos? Now, this quarterback situation, Trevor Siemian is going to be the starter once again. Lynch has injured. Do you think Siemian can come in and once stay healthy and play much better than he did a season ago, getting all that experience?
I think so. I mean, he played a lot last year, yeah. Brian. He He played pretty well. Now, he had two different injuries that, you know, knocked him down. But, you know, I watched Jamal Charles the other day, you know, with C.J. Anderson, and they look like a pretty good 1-2 punch. I think the offensive line is better. The defense still looks like it's a great – I don't know if it's the Super Bowl caliber defense that we saw 3 years ago, but they're still going to be really good. I think Denver – just Jamal Charles looks like he's bounced back to me. I mean, I know it's early, but the way he played the other night, he looked like the Jamal Charles of old. And if the offense line is better and they have a 1-2 punch at the running back position, I think Trevor Siemian is going to benefit by all of that. And so I think Denver is – I think they're going to be up there in the mix this year.
How much does the Edelman injury change your thoughts about how good this Patriots offense can be?
The offensive line is unbelievable. They're already executing at a high level. It's going to change things because he's just a dynamic player and he embodies all the toughness that the Patriots stand for. I mean, he's the poster child of what the Patriots are all about. But as we saw with the injury to Gronk last year, they just find a way. And so they'll find a way. We haven't seen anything from Brandon Cooks yet. And we don't know really what he is going to be. Amendola can fill some of those shoes, and everybody else will fill up some of those shoes. We haven't seen really anything from, you know, from the player that they picked up from Cincinnati, you know, this offseason. And he's and Rex is a heck of a football player. He's going to fill some of it. They'll just pick up the slack with a lot of other players right now. But it's a big loss, just the way Wes Walker was when – he was injured and then eventually released. But they will find a way.
B, the 1 year I was with you in Indianapolis, we were terrible.
Yeah.
And, you know, we went 1-15, but fans still showed up to the game. And we were discussing San Diego earlier and having to play in front of 21,000, you know, capacity is 27,000 at StubHub Stadium there outside of L.A. How do you think that affects the psyche of a professional team? You feel like you're back in high school, kind of.
I think so, too, Brian, except that, you know, winning cures everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're 1-15 or if they're a bad team, then it will really affect them. But if they're a good team and, you know, they're competitive, and I think they're going to be competitive. I mean, you know, they've got too many good players not to be competitive. Now, they've had the injury bug the last 3 years, but anybody that watches Joey Bosa play football – or Phillip Rivers play, they've got star power on that team. If they're competitive, I think they can overcome that. Mm-hmm. If they're not competitive, then I think it'll be a compounding effect. It'll be an avalanche of, you know, what are we doing, and, you know, why aren't we in a real market right now with the real stadium and all that. But I think if they're competitive, I don't know, somehow it might even play to their advantage because the 27,000 that will cram in there, and it will get crammed if they're good. People will want to go watch a play because it's L.A., and they want to see a show. So if they're good, I think they can overcome it.
How bad are the Jets going to be?
Bad. Now, you know, anybody that watched the Jets, and I'm sure a lot of people didn't, but in their first six offensive plays last Saturday against the Giants, they were losing 9-0. Like, it's almost impossible to be down 9-0 after six offensive plays. They gave up a safety and a pick six. I've never seen that before. Six plays and you're losing 9-0. And I thought the defense could be really good if their front played well, and they didn't play well at all against the Giants. So I think they're going to be what me and Brian went through, you know, in 1991, unfortunately. It's going to be a rough year.
How good will the Giants be?
The Giants could be good. I mean, their offensive line played much better than I think people thought they would against the Jets. And that's really the whole key. They, you know, this Paul Perkins played all right. They're running the ball decently. You know, they put up, I don't know, 30-something points against the Jets without Brandon Marshall and without OBJ. I like the Giants. I think defensively they could be the best, if not amongst the best defenses in all of football. They're outstanding. They had the best red zone defense by a mile last year. I don't see any reason why they're not going to be a better defense than they were a year ago. They have all the pieces there with a great architect to build it. The Giants are going to be a tough out for anybody all season long.
Geo and Jones or Brian Baldinger, who's your favorite defense this year as a whole in the league?
I would just say the Giants. I just think when you watch Olivier Vernon and JPP play, you know, when you watch what Landon Collins is, which is a star safety in this business, you look at their corner play, you look at the design and how they get after the quarterback. I don't know that anybody, this Tomlinson that they picked up from Alabama, looks like he can take the place of Jonathan Hankins, which was a big loss inside. B.J. Goodson, I think, is a good, young, upcoming linebacker. I like everything about that Giant defense right now, including the depth on the defensive line.
What about the Texans? I'm high on them, and you mentioned linebackers. Benardrick McKinney, he's a future star. Of course, Cushing's been there forever. J.J. Watt, you get him back. And Clowney looks like he's coming into his own.
I like all those things, you know, and they get, they get their number one cornerback that was hurt last year, Johnson from Wake Forest, and you know he comes back healthy. We got to wait and see what J.J. Watt is. I mean, he's played just a few snaps in the preseason, but he's coming back from a severe back injury right now, and so you just wonder. I'm just holding my breath that he's J.J. Watt that we are used to seeing for about a 3-straight-year run. If he is that player, then the Houston Texans can be really good.
Do you agree with the 5-game suspension for Vontaze Burfict?
I don't know how the league thinks about any of this stuff, to be honest with you. Vontaze only knows how to play the game one way. The hits that he puts on people, he just hits everything that moves full speed. I don't think his intent is dirty, although I thought it was a dirty shot on Antonio Brown in a playoff loss. I do think that was – I think there was some intent, although I don't want to actually use that word because I don't know how he actually thinks. He just knows how to play the game one way. But if you watch Nick Vigil play right now for, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals, he's going to be a really good player for him. But I don't think it's going to change the way Vontaze Burfict plays. I mean, he's just a physical player, and he thinks that intimidation and the way that you hit is the only way to play the game. He's got to take the head out of the game. If he takes his head out of the game and hits with the shoulder, he can play the same way. He's going to have to alter the way that he plays the game from here on out.
Right, that's what we've been preaching as well. And while I didn't think it was a dirty hit in that Kansas City game, that's something you've been taught to do time to time. If it's a running back, if it's a receiver, anybody crossing your face, try to get a lick on him, knock him off the route, he gets a damn good lick on him. But the game has changed, so the players have to make adjustments.
They got to adjust, Brian. Yeah. They got to adjust. And Vontaze Burfict and those kind of players, if they want to stay in the game, they have to adjust the way that they play the game. There was a time when Ndamukong Suh was considered a dirty player, and we don't hear anything more about that anymore. So he's just going to have to adjust.
You mentioned Sue, made me think about the Dolphins. What about Jay Cutler? What are your expectations for him?
Well, it's hard. You know, I mean, it's a whole new cast, but he does have a familiarity with the coach, Adam Gase, and there is a great feeling when somebody really wants you in the world. I mean, whether, you know, it's in the world of football or, you know, as a spouse or whatever, when somebody really wants you and you feel like you're needed, it's a comforting feeling. He does have to make up a lot of time with no timing and limited play in the preseason. He does have to make up a lot for that, but there's a lot of talent around him. He's got 3 great receivers. The offensive line did not play well in preseason, but they have a chance to be good, and they've got a stud running back. So there's a lot of pieces for Jay Cutler to fit into. And when he was on a team in Chicago with Adam Gase, with a lot of great players, and Martellus Bennett and Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey, he had his best season. So it's all out there for Jay to play well, making up for the timing and how you learn that on the fly and in real action is something we all have to kind of wait and see.
Follow Brian on Twitter at BaldyNFL. Brian, thanks for the time this morning. Always love talking to you.
Thanks, Greg. Talk to you down the road, Brian.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more.
head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.